Welcome back to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm John Schmelk. Today we're joined by David Diehl. And David, we're going to take a look at one of the Giants' big additions in the offseason, Olivier Vernon. People talk about him as a pass rusher, but as a run stopper, he's one of the best defensive ends in football.
He really is. He is phenomenal at the defensive end position, at locking out, using his hands, not only against offensive tackles, but you're going to see what he does to tight ends trying to cut him off on the backside. What they're going to do is they're going to try to run a zone play with Asiata that wants to hit in this A-gap or this B-gap off of the double team. But what does Vernon do? He doesn't allow that to happen whatsoever with the play up against the tight end. Watch the strength, the hands, and the ability to shed, completely close the hole, and make the play himself. And that is why he had the impact he did in the run, but also against the pass.
We saw the power there, sending a tight end airborne. Now we're going to see the quickness, making an offensive lineman look really, really slow.
This was the NASCAR package. He was phenomenal, winning one-on-one battles up against guards when he would line up as that three technique, whether he had his hand down or his standing up like he is here. But what is he? He is a smart veteran. The running back is standing there for a reason. He is there to chip. But look at the move that Olivier Vernon puts on the guard and the running back so that, number one, he's smart enough to get away from the chip help, but quick enough to get back to the edge and come away with another sack. This is unreal. B-gap chip help gets through. He evades it, uses enough wiggle room to swat swip with his hands, and finish this play with a key sack on the quarterback. That is a dynamic pass rush move, and that is being a smart veteran, knowing your surroundings and putting yourself in the best position to win.
The bottom line, David, Olivier Vernon was exactly as advertised, and he is one of the most complete players in the NFL.
I agree, and I think that he was one of the most underrated players on the Giants, even though he still got a lot of attention.
David, we appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
That's Inside the Film Room, a look at Olivier Vernon. Thank you for joining us.